Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Larry Johnson and Mourning are swinging on the baseline, and Mourning right now is being held by Jeff Van Gundy. Van Gundy holding on to his foot, and this is amazing.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Get that line for
McMonagle here with you on this Thursday morning. Taking your calls till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We got Alex on the other side. It's 877-337-6666. That's right. Another three-hour Thursday affair as we have no playoff game to react to. So let's do something we haven't done in a little bit. Let's start the show with a little baseball. We will get to the Rangers tonight. We will get to the Knicks Friday night, but let's do something that I haven't had a chance to do for a couple of days here. You thought Aaron Judge sucked, didn't you? You idiots. You thought there's a problem with Aaron Judge. We're real concerned about Aaron Judge. Every day Aaron Judge. Well, look at this guy. 11 home runs. A 926 OPS. He is back. He's been back. We just haven't had a chance to talk about it as much because we've been focused on other things. But the New York Yankees, and it is no surprise, I told you so. We love Juan Soto. We love him. Yeah, Juan Soto is a Yankee. I've been saying it all season long. We love Juan Soto. He's been incredible. He's been everything you could ask for. He's come through in clutch situations, everything you could want. He's better defensively than we thought and what we were told. He's better on the bases than what we thought and what we were told. He's more athletic than what we thought and what we were told. He's been brilliant. He's changed the lineup. He's done this. He's done that. The kids gather around his batting cages, and it's changed Oswaldo Cabrera and blah, blah, blah. All of it true. And we all hope he stays here for 100 years and they give him the bag, $500 million, whatever it takes. Juan Soto needs to be a Yankee for the rest of his career. We all agree with it. But here's the point of the matter. It is no surprise that the Yankees have gone about their best stretch of baseball, their best offensive stretch of baseball, their most ho-hum wins. And I know it's against Minnesota, which is the typical Yankee, you know, welcome mat. I know that. But this is still a team that was 8 games over .500 heading into the series. They are no slouch. They are no pushover. That offense has been scoring runs. And yet this is the stretch of the most ho-hum, go about business, take another series as they're now 11-2-1 in series this year. They've got the best record in the American League. And right now they are playing their best baseball and certainly offensively. And it is no surprise that it comes with the big man heating up. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Juan Soto is great. Any other player they bring here is great. Aaron Judge is not only the captain of this team. Aaron Judge is the heartbeat of this team. He is the Jalen Brunson. Now he's got to score 40 points in the playoffs. I understand that. We all understand that, but as Judge goes, this team goes. That's just the fact of the matter. Aaron Judge is by far the most important player on this team. And Juan Soto, whoever else, can get hot, and we're seeing guys be lifted by him as well. I mean, that's the talk, right? Soto brought this guy and changed this guy. And We're seeing Rizzo get better as Judge has gotten better. Stanton has continued to be good, hitting laser beam home runs with his amazing bat speed. I thought Stanton was old and washed up, and it's amazing he swings the bat harder than everybody else in Major League Baseball. I know he can't run, but he's still an athlete out there hitting bombs. But as well as this team has pitched, and it's been surprisingly good from the rotation, as Stroman goes out there last night and gives you an excellent performance, we've talked about Luis Gil and how brilliant he's been. Carlos Rodon, besides one start against Baltimore, has been exemplary and back to his old form and has been a real positive for this team. And the bullpen has been as good as any in baseball, and really the surprise of this team. Now, we know they're good. We know what the Yankees do with their bullpens. We understand Matt Blake and the miraculous things he does with sinker slider ball pitches. All he has to do is just pick one, bring him to the bullpen, and he'll be great. But we still, it was a bunch of names we didn't know, weren't expecting this from them, and yet all of that didn't provide. Juan Soto, yes, great start, took care of the Astros, who we've now learned are miserable, but the Astros, he took care of that series. He's the one carrying the Yankees early on in this season. But there were still dips. There was still ugly play. There was still all of these shutouts. There was still a problem. There was still the same feels they gave us in years prior. The fan base was still up in arms. You see, Chris, I'm telling you, it's the same crap from this team over and over again, year after year. It's just ugly, Chris. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? And I told you, we won't see what we need to see. We won't know what this offense is capable of, what this team is capable of, until the man, Aaron Judge, comes through and gets hot. And it was a matter of time. And you could tell there were concerns about his health, right? Obviously, he has the core muscle issue in spring training. And, of course, still dealing with the two-toe. Still dealing with the toe, which we know is going to be a problem for a long time. It's one of those things he has to monitor, make, you know, keep track of, you know, can constantly get some attention to. He can't just forget about his toe and move on like the rest of us. I'm not even sure I have 10, honestly. They're probably still there. Yes, no, I know the joke. You haven't seen them. Ha ha, I walked into that one. But yes, we thought that maybe there was an issue. But as he continued to play center field, the Yankees aren't dopes. The Yankees, although you might think they are, the Yankees aren't going to play Aaron Judge with a legitimate issue with either his side or his core or whatever and throw him out there in center field day after day after day after day. The guy never gets a day off. So that quelled my concerns about his major injury problems. It was just a slump, and it was going to take time. And yes, it was a slump the likes of which we haven't seen from Aaron Judge. And it maybe caused a scare. But he is back. He's already got his OPS to 926. He is absolutely killing the baseball. He hit one, 485,000 feet today? It was in the 460s. I forget the actual number. I should have wrote it down. Monster home run. He had one a couple days ago, too. Monster home run. Four extra base hits. He's continued to get on base. He leads the American League in walks, and that's the key. That's the key to these slumps, too. If and we're going to get to the Mets in a second. If some of these Met hitters and some of the other hitters in the Yankee lineup, like Gleyber Torres and Rizzo, when they go through their slumps, if they could still get on base at the clip Judge gets on, the slumps don't feel so bad. And he still leads the American League in walks. He is the heartbeat of this Yankee team. And we can talk about what they need and their weaknesses. And right now it looks like we're this close. And the stupid Blue Jays and Romano were this close to sweeping the Baltimore Orioles. But it looks like the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees have a real chance of just getting out to such a lead you can forget the rest of the American League East. And it's going to be a two-team race down the stretch of the season. And round one went to the Baltimore Orioles. They took 3 out of 4. But that was before Judge found it. And we're going to see what team is going to prevail here and what kind of team, the difference between the young, exuberant, haven't been swept in a series now for, I think it's like 105 straight series, something crazy, dating back to 2022. This young upstart team that's probably going to add with new ownership, willing to spend money. They've still got pitching. They got young, talented players. Rutschman hits a walk-off home run earlier today. Or is it going to be the veterans of the New York Yankees and Aaron Judge carrying this team? And it is just such a pleasure to get back to watching this man do his business. And to be the player we all knew he eventually was going to be. And so season back on. Yankees best team in the American League as of right this second. Aaron Judge and MVP and everything else we had expectations for on some level is right back on. The season's back on. And the Yankees are doing what we expected them to do, which is win. And then we get to the other miserable team in this town, the New York Mets, who are going in the exact opposite direction, who have now lost the first three of these series to Philadelphia, and they do what bad teams do. They've lost in every which way imaginable over these three games. They have a game where they play well, they take the lead, and then they blow it with their world-class closer, a two-run lead in the ninth after not adding on the third inning with bases loaded. Typical of bad teams. Have an opportunity to extend the lead, don't do it, let the other team hang around, you get beat late in the game. Then you get completely shut down by Nola, and you get shut out, and you get beat that way where the offense has done absolutely nothing, and then last night is just an absolute debacle where nothing works for you. You're throwing the ball around. You're making defensive miscues all over the place. Throughout this whole time, as much as we like the starting pitching, for some reason, they continue to have these innings where they walk the ballpark, and Lucchese coming up from the minor leagues is no different yesterday. And it's really hard to win when you throw the ball around and you walk people, especially in this lineup who is so dangerous trying to get through the middle of that order. And right now, they have a real problem as they have continued to fall here. They've lost both of these series now to Atlanta and to Philadelphia. And they look ugly doing it. And this offense is just, I mean, and add the defense, which now you brought up Vientos. And this is where you're going to have an issue because the defense is something that you're struggling with as well. But you need his offense in the lineup because Beatty's done nothing. Beatty has shown you that he's really gotten much better as a defensive third baseman, but he's done nothing offensively. And you're going to have to have that trade-off. Now, in this game, he's shaky at third base. I thought a more experienced, better third baseman gets to the bag a little bit earlier on that bunt where you can, you know, provide a little bit of a reach and a stretch and be a little bit more like a first baseman there on that play. But still, not really his fault, but he just doesn't look as competent, as good at third base as Beatty has. But you need some spark, and he comes through in the first inning, and he gets you that hit right off the bat, gets you rolling with a 1-0 lead. But ultimately, this lineup has been bad. You know, Marte has completely fallen off. You're still waiting for a real hot streak from Lindor. I've talked about Jeff McNeil at nauseam. I mean, this whole team looks tired. And here's the problem with a tired Met team right now is they're trying to avoid falling five games under 500 later today against Taijuan Walker, a familiar name and someone the Mets know very well. The problem with this is the evaluation process that this Met team is supposedly going through. As Stearns has taken over, and we talked about going into the season, about evaluating players, and that's why I had my rant about J.D. Martinez signing, as much as I liked the player and wanted to help this team. Well, now Vientos is in the minor leagues. I thought we were supposed to get a look at these guys. I thought we were supposed to get a feel for what this organization is. And as Stearns goes through the season, the question is, what kind of team do you have here? What kind of core do you have here? Now, you're limited in the rotation, but the rotation hasn't been your problem. If this team was off to this bad start because, you know, Quintana, who's, you know, off to a little, you know, a little bit of a bad patch right now, but if the rotation was a disaster, if Manaea was just, you know, reverted back to the pitcher he was of the last few years, if Severino looked like he did last year, if you were just getting pounded in the places you, if that rotation and your pitching, which you knew was going to be light considering the two guys you're paying millions and millions of dollars to pitch elsewhere, plus you lose Sanga at the start of the year, if the rotation was your issue, it'd be a little bit easier to dismiss what's going on here. But it's your core. It's your team. It's your lineup that was supposed to carry you. It's the middle of this lineup and the core of this team that you won 101 games with a few years ago that you expected to be able to at least provide some sort of coverage for your other ailments, and instead, it is your worst, worst department. And as you evaluate this team, the question is, what do they do about it? Because honestly, I don't know if blowing it up is the right thing, but I'll tell you what, it's hard not to think they're considering it when tweets and stories are put out there on Twitter about an article written, should the Mets blow it up? And Steve Cohen comments on it and says, well, there's nothing we can do until the trade deadline, and then immediately takes down the tweet. I don't know if you guys caught that. But there's no way to not consider what the future of this team is and what the future of this core is after last year's debacle. Now this year, when you're in the mix, you're in the middle of trying to figure out what kind of group you have. You got free agents, you got a new GM, you got prospects you just traded for, and you have an opportunity, if you feel this core is rotten, or if you feel this team is just not, you know, built correctly, a GM who didn't build it could have an opportunity coming over from Milwaukee, doing the way Milwaukee, you know, mid-market teams do, looking at an opportunity to reshape the Mets in his image instead of holding on to Pete Alonso, who I still believe in and would want to hold on to. Because I don't think 40 home run guys just grow on trees in this league. But if you are going to look at it, there is no point in signing and paying Pete Alonso if you don't believe in the rest of the roster. And there's so many questions here. And so many different guys at the crossroads and a new GM looking at this team, and quite clearly the owner, whether he wants you to see it or not, or thought better of it, is considering the idea of using this trade deadline much as he did last year and reshaping the team. And next year, attacking free agency with a renewed vigor and money coming off the books. And the question is that what the Mets should be doing? And it's hard watching this team and the season they're off to and the consistent inconsistencies of this lineup and the streakiness that come from Lindor, from Alonso, from Nimmo, from Marte. Never mind Jeff McNeil, who's just consistently awful the last 2 years. But this lineup was supposed to be the thing that would help keep you relevant, right? We're going to try and build while we win. We expect to be a playoff team while we get a look at the organization. We expect to compete while also getting our feel for the young players, and that has to happen. And all the things we heard at the start of the year. If you were going to compete, it was going to be through this offense. You weren't going to compete, or at least you didn't think, with the starting rotation. The bullpen, you added some pieces, and it's turned out to be the strongest part of the team. And yet, it's this offense holding you down. And now, you're playing like a losing team where you are doing losing things. You are losing in every which way to the better teams in your division. You had that great series against Atlanta right out the gate. You had that come-from-behind win against them. You get a rainout. You manage to take 2 of 3. But now, the second time around, it takes a miracle walk-off home run from Nimmo to take the third game from Atlanta. And these first 3 games against Philadelphia have been ugly in every which way. You're blowing a late inning. You blow a late lead with your strongest part, your bullpen, and your strongest piece, your world-class closer, who you pay $100 million to. Then you get shut down completely in a complete game shutout for Nola. And then you have a disgusting, ugly, wet, rainy day where you're throwing the ball around. You can't come through in the clutch. You look, you got everything that could possibly happen. You got Lindor blowing a double play. and bobbling it. You got McNeil, who makes a great dive and catch and then doesn't have the presence of mind to realize the Phillies version of Giancarlo Stanton is running to first, and you got more time than to throw it away. You can't take advantage of the Phillies' bloopers. The Phillies are dropping line drives in the first inning. The Phillies are allowing Pete Alonso to get to third base and throwing the ball away, and yet they're able to overcome it while the Mets continue to do what the Mets do. And so as clearly Stearns was brought in here to usher in a new era of Met baseball, and you literally have the owner responding to an article about blowing up the Mets and saying, well, there's nothing we can do until the trade deadline. Where is this team right now? What's the identity of this team? And what's the belief? That's the question. As this team has floundered, and I do think you'll catch a hot streak, because you know why? Alonso's streaky. Lindor is streaky. They'll have and the pitching staff's been better than you thought, despite all the walks they throw at you. So eventually, you know what? Maybe the lineup will get hot for a few weeks, and you might find yourself back at 500. They were down. They lost the first five games of the year, and lickety split, they were back to 500, and now they've gone in the other direction. This is who they are, right? They'll probably be somewhere around a 500 team or a little bit worse over the course of the season. But the question is, the team obviously needs help to compete. What does this organization feel about them? And what have they given them to make those decisions that will come at the trade deadline? What does this new GM, who wanted to dip his toe in the water before making moves and spending money and you know, adding pieces to this team, what does he think about this group who can't put it together for a couple of weeks? What does he think of this group who offensively is just full of streaky hitters and is dragging the team down? What does he think about the defense of this team? What does he think about the core? What does he think about giving Pete Alonso all this money? And what does the owner think, who is probably full bent into believing in this young executive who built up the Milwaukee Brewers, who even without him is performing pretty well in a pretty tough National League Central, and looks like they have sustained winning, which is what this owner wants. Money coming off the books next year. This is an opportunity for a clean reset. Or do they get off the deck, show enough, and make you believe in this team enough to say, you know what, we can add at the trade deadline because of the lousy National League, where, I mean, you have to look with a magnifying glass to find the teams over 500 in the National League. Who are the Mets? And more importantly, who does Steve Cohen and who does David Stearns think they are? Because for me, they are an up-and-down group that look ugly at times, and then when they hit, they look better. The rotation's been better than you thought, although they walk a million people. The bullpen's the strength of the team, but ultimately the core of this group, the Jeff McNeils, who's just awful. You know how I feel about Jeff. It's hard not to. Pete Alonso, Lindor, Nimmo. What do you think about this group that consistently goes into these lulls and plays awful baseball and right now does not look like a contender compared to their divisional counterparts, the Atlanta Braves and the Phillies, as they've dropped the first three or four? Doesn't matter what I think about them. It's not even really matter what you think about them. What does David Stearns think about this team? And did the owner just give you a glimpse into what he thinks about it?